This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Manor of Farmington Hills. Patient first name is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Last name is Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. Date of birth is 1/31/1959. Date of evaluation is 9/20/23. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of patients' confusion, and to assess efficacy of antidepressant. History of present illness. This is a 64 years old male who was initially admitted to this facility on 9/5/2023 and subsequently readmitted on 9/18/2023. Patient's chart indicates a history of sepsis, encephalopathy, pneumonia, carbamethicillin resistance, staphylococcus aureus infection, protein calorie malnutrition, alcohol abuse, gamma hypertension, heart failure, gamma history of fall and subdural hemorrhage, gamma traumatic brain injury, difficulty walking, history of left hemicraniectomy and evacuation of hematoma. The patient was admitted here on mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS. He is currently on vancomycin IV. Patient is a poor historian. He acknowledged that he had a fall, but could not give me much details. He reports that he's okay. He did not spontaneously verbalize any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, or any thoughts of harm to self or others. He could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, and has significant cognitive impairment. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's brother Kevin Brooks, who stated that he is the guardian now. Patient's brother reports that patient had a fall on 5/27. Left hemicraniectomy done on 5/27. Period. Patient's brother was focused on that St. Mary Hospital missed his infection, period. He was unhappy that that his brother is not getting adequate care at the nursing home and was upset with staff and attending a physician. The patient's brother did not know that patient is on Remeron, but he was upset that patient was given Seroquel in the hospital. He asked me to document in the chart that patient should not be given Seroquel for agitation. Next paragraph, patient's brother reports that patient has significant behavioral problems as a child. He was admitted to Hawthorne Hospital. Period. He was apparently placed in different homes. Period. Patient apparently did see psychologist and psychiatrist as a child. Period. Patient's brother acknowledged that patient had drinking problems. Period. He worked at Kroger's. Even on the day of his fall, which happened at home, period, the patient's brother was unhappy that his landlord, who was a friend, took advantage of him and charged him a lot of rent for a small place in the basement. Next paragraph. A review of systems. General non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, bacterial feedings, musculoskeletal, inability to walk, skin, non-reported neurologic confusion, psychiatric, non-reported endocrine, hemallergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, under histories and habits. Under review of history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Blood pressure is 131 over 88, pulse 86, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general somewhat disheveled demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying, and bad speech. Dysarthric mood. Dysphoric thought processes, confused, perceptual disturbances, non-reported level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only. Place, time impaired, memory recent impaired, attention poor, language poverty of speech, want of knowledge, poor judgment, poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, Remeron 7.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Number one, encephalopathy, G93.40. Encephalopathy, unspecified, G93.40. Number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive symptoms, F06.31. Plans continue mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram HS. Period, may have to adjust dose based on response and tolerability. Notify service of any changes in mood or behavior in your concerns. Next paragraph. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, the common side effects of Remeron. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements. Based on our risk benefit statement, in my medical determination, above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is end of dictation.